Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, you heard this in the news. More than 5,500 new COVID-19 cases reported statewide over the weekend. Joining us right now to talk about how they're dealing with it locally at McLaren Port here on Dr. John Brooks. Dr. Brooks, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. And as you said, there's certainly an ongoing large number of cases. I can tell you, St. Clair County, you know, we were the hot spot. We even made the New York Times. But at least what we're seeing over the last week is we are seeing some improvement. Some of the things that we would see when we were really quite busy last week, people coming through to be tested here at the hospital, especially through the ER, about every other, so about 50% of the people coming in were having a positive COVID test. Over the last 7 days, it's down to about 35%. So there's been a nice improvement in people coming for care with decreasing positivity. So when we look at what happened with us in December, which, you know, in Michigan, that was our really big push, where we had just lots and lots of cases, we actually had more positive cases now than we did in December, which was our big peak. So the fact that we're seeing that to come down now is nice. We like that.
That is good news indeed. To what do you attribute that decline in cases or positive diagnoses?
So when we look at what's happened with the other waves or peaks, it does seem to have a time where it just comes, it burns really hot and, you know, intense for a while, and then it starts to back off. It has done that each time we have the waves. Part of it is that just a large number of people get infected. And what we're looking at now is we know the variant, that B117, called the UK variant, is, you know, just really heavily prevalent here in Michigan. So it was able to pick up a whole new group of hosts of us that it was able to infect. So it went through the population quite a bit. So what we're seeing is that, number one, is that there's been a lot of people vaccinated. I know the state updated their website to fix it. There's been about 3.5 million of us that have gotten some vaccine here in our state, which of our 9 million people, that's a pretty good number. So we're going to keep hopefully with increasing amounts of vaccination. You know, here at the hospital, we've had, you know, people that were in their 30s, 40s, and 50s coming in, getting ill enough to be admitted. And of course, up till recently, they weren't available to get a vaccine. So that is an unvaccinated group. Now they're getting vaccinated. It does take a while for that to kick in and do a good job. But a couple of weeks after the first vaccine, we know we're getting about 80% protection. So we're hoping as more and more people of the younger age groups are getting vaccinated, it's going to make it just better and better, because there'll be less people that can get infected.
How has this wave affected the operations there at the hospital in the last several weeks?
So ER has been really busy. That's probably been our biggest area. ICU got very busy for us also. However, we've been able to manage through capacity. We have not had to stop any specific surgeries. We've not had to stop any specific services. We've been able to manage through that. We have an incredible staff who've been able to flex and help us, coming from certain areas and help out in the ICU and help down in the ER, so we can get the ill people evaluated and either admitted or discharged home for appropriate care. So we've been able to manage well despite these significant volume.
I'm sure the staff has got to be encouraged to see the numbers begin to go down, because it's been, as you said, a pretty rough stretch here.
Yeah, this has been a rough time, and they definitely can feel it, especially our ER workers, because, you know, they have really felt the brunt. You know, we have certain numbers of papers that we'll see on a certain day, and they were about 20% higher than our normal busy time. So they really were struggling through, but they did a wonderful job.
With the number of people getting vaccinated now, do you expect this to be the last wave of COVID, or is it possible that we could see more waves?
You know, that is such a great question. I will tell you, at the national level, we have a lot of people looking at that, trying to figure out what is the number of vaccination, how many people have to be vaccinated, how many people have had to have the natural infection together to get us to that herd immunity number, where then we should see this go to a background level infection instead of these big, large waves that keep happening. You know, certainly the hope is if we can get enough people vaccinated over the next couple of months, we should really change the way this looks, and we shouldn't see any more of these big waves like we're seeing right now. But again, we have to get a large number of people vaccinated. And, you know, I'll take a moment to talk about vaccine hesitance, because that's, you know, one of the things we're running into. We're getting to the point in time where the amount of vaccine available is great. We're really getting a large amount of vaccine, even to our community. But people are worried. And I know the issue last week with the J&J vaccine, you know, adds to concern. You know, when we look at that, you know, certainly they're scientifically looking at it and taking a pause, and we'll come up with a way to ensure that it's given as the maximum safety. But the rarity of the events that are occurring, that is why it's so difficult to even see it. That's why when we look at the safety mechanisms we have in place, this post-vaccine event reporting system that we have, that is what caught this. Otherwise, these events would have never been caught and put together without this post-vaccine surveillance that we're doing. So it really is pretty amazing that we've been able to see these really, really rare events. So the question is going to be, you know, is it directly tied to the vaccine? We're going to find that out. And then what is the appropriate people that we can use that vaccine for? But the good news is the Moderna and Pfizer, we have lots. They're making more and more. It's becoming more and more available. So we want to make sure that people are comfortable. You know, persons like myself that were vaccinated in December, and then as many of my team here, we've been able to vaccinate. You know, we do well. I'm going to say, do you get a sore arm? Yep, you get a sore arm. But most other people and the great majority do really well. And then the most important part, vaccination stops you from getting seriously ill. People who are vaccinated that are otherwise well do not proceed on and have ICU stays and death. You know, there are certainly always going to be anecdotal cases of people with vaccination then getting COVID and then dying. But I can tell you the couple here in the state of Michigan so far were patients that were already advancedly ill and were in hospice. So their expectation to dying was already there because they were already in hospice. So we can't say that the infection caused their death, but it was at least a contributing factor. So there's the things that we look at. So when I think about hesitance, I look and say, wow, the vaccine, it's proven, it's highly effective, it's highly safe. And it is certainly a much safer and better bet than actually getting COVID itself, because we can't predict how that healthy person gets COVID and proceeds on to then die, because we've seen it now 570,000 times here in the United States.
Boy, that's for sure, and that's a huge number. We are hearing that a third shot may be necessary some months down the road too, right?
So what the companies are looking at now is, because of the variants, what they're looking to say is that it makes sense to come up with a booster vaccine that would then have the ability to cover the variants that are out there, because we don't know how good really in reality the current vaccines are against the variants. There's some data, there's been some lab things that have been done that give us a clue, but we won't know it till real life happens. So they're looking and saying, you know, because with especially the mRNA technology of the Moderna and the Pfizer, they can alter that quite easily. This is the cool part about living in the 21st century, right? That we have science and technology, we can so rapidly change and tailor what's in that vaccine to what's out in attacking us so that we can actually get protected in a relatively rapid time frame.
Yeah, pretty amazing indeed. Doctor, appreciate the update as always. Thanks for all that you and the staff at McLaren Port here are doing. Really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.